everyone. This is Mackenzie Bean, Managing Editor with Becker's Hospital Review. Thanks for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, I am so pleased to be joined by Peter McCarthy, who is Vice President of Sales for the Public Sector at PEXIP. Peter has been selling in the video communication industry for 20 years, including in commercial, government, and healthcare markets. His healthcare experience started in 2005 when his team built the video infrastructure for the Department of Veterans Affairs, which later became one of the largest video networks in the world. Peter, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's dive right into the discussion. Obviously, we've seen telehealth experience significant growth since the onset of the pandemic. How do you think this expansion has shed light on the importance of telehealth security?
Yeah, so during COVID, really what we've seen is that healthcare organizations moved to the cloud at a record pace in order to deploy telehealth more quickly. That, you know, the cloud really offered them a easy, quick fix in terms of their ability to get their telehealth solutions up. The challenge with this approach is that in many cases with these public cloud solutions, HIPAA compliance requirements and some of the standard security practices in the industry were sidestepped in order to meet demand. In other words, the desire to get that solution out there quickly in some cases was more important than the fundamental security requirements. So that's sort of the big trend that we're concerned about as a telehealth platform that really focuses on security first.
Absolutely. And with that being a high priority area going into the future, I think it's important to look at what potential challenges still are surrounding telehealth security and how we can tackle that. So I'm curious from your perspective, what would you say are some of those top challenges? Where are hospitals really the most vulnerable?
Yeah, so although there's a lot of challenges out there, I'll break it down into sort of the top three that we're seeing right now. The first I already touched on, which is basically, you know, this reliance on the public cloud and not necessarily knowing enough about that cloud provider or really where that data is going. So this reliance on public cloud is sort of security area of concern number one. The second and probably the most important is really securing patient data. You know, really in some of the old solutions and where I started, that patient data was not stored in the cloud. It was stored, on premise with that hospital or healthcare organization in a very high standard HIPAA compliant way. And really what we saw, you know, during COVID is that HIPAA waivers were given out by the federal government in order to promote this use of telehealth. And our concern right now is because of that, in many cases, those HIPAA waivers are still being used. And our concern is that that's a risk to the patient data. The third area is sort of what I would call securing the remote end. As many patients experience, they typically go into a hospital, a clinic, some kind of medical facility. Well, with telehealth, the remote end can be a variety of different locations. And in many cases, there can be really good security on one side, but the security concerns can really be on the remote end, especially if that's in a patient or provider's home. So that's the third area of concern that we see.
Great. I appreciate you outlining those. So thank you for that, Peter. I'm curious, beyond the obvious of keeping personal health information safe, what other influence can good telehealth security have on care interactions? How do patients benefit from it?
So obviously the old traditional way that a patient is used to going in and seeing a clinician, a doctor or a nurse, they're very used to that patient room, you know, sort of with the closed door. And they feel very secure in that environment. You know, obviously in a telehealth or telemedicine call, it's a very different experience where that door doesn't close the way, you know, we're used to experiencing in the past. So really for us, We believe security is sort of that foundation for good telehealth. And it's really that security architecture underneath, whether the patient really knows that's taking place or not. We're trying to really create that trust, that feeling of just like going into a doctor's office and closing that door. You know, we believe the security is really a way to kind of build that trust with the patient. The other thing our security architecture does, which sometimes people overlook, is a good security architecture really allows there to be more availability of telehealth resources so that user can get to that telehealth call more easily. And that's one area where we feel like that availability of resources gives them a positive experience. You know, it's that notion that nobody wants a busy call or nobody wants the call to hang up. They want it to work just like we're using the technology today. You hit the green button and there is the doctor or nurse. So it's really that security which gives you the availability of resources, which then leads to a positive experience for the patient.
Absolutely. I think everyone's craving that experience. Nobody wants a tech glitch to happen. Wonderful. Well, we've touched a lot of ground in a short amount of time, but is there anything to add to this topic that we didn't get to?
So one of the things we talk a lot about is really data management. Data management is one of those things where, you know, we think should be part of every telehealth solution and really what every healthcare organization should really focus on. And it really comes down to, you know, who has access to the data, who has access to the patient's data, the provider or clinician data. And so we really believe that the security of a telehealth call really comes down to that data management plan. And that's the way we approach the technology, and things like HIPAA, things like patient data and PII are all part of that. But it's really that fundamental data plan that allows us to have that secure telehealth call. You know, for us at Pexip Health, during COVID, we didn't change the way, you know, we applied security to our telehealth products. We use the same security architecture that we do for the military with our HIPAA-compliant products. And it really starts with security in every call and having encryption turned on in every single call. And that's really why it's our belief that, you know, a secure telehealth call is that foundation for a better telehealth call, which ultimately leads to those positive patient outcomes that everyone's looking for.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, just want to say thank you so much for your time and your thoughtful remarks today on telehealth security. I think, obviously, it's only going to become more and more important as it expands. So we appreciate you being here to speak on this. I'd also like to thank Pexip for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you very much.